Welcome to Elder Times, a program where you learn about the history of Net Lake through the voices in our community. Today we'll be talking with Kay Davis. This will be part one of a series of three interviews.
I grew up in Montana with my mother, and she remarried when I was four or five, and then my stepfather raised me. So my Indianness was not known, but she taught school all my life, so I grew up being corrected English-wise and everything else, and set the goal. My grandmother and maternal grandmother and grandfather, who used to live in Little Fork, really helped raise me the first 5 years of my life. And then when mother remarried, I had a whole new family. I had an older brother all of a sudden, and my older sister, who is my full sister. And we moved a lot because Daddy was in construction and he was a drinker, so we moved a lot. And as we grew up, he got a little rough with us sometimes, mean. And so when I graduated from high school, I was living in Mount Vernon, Washington, up in the Skagit Valley, where the tulips grow. And I got married right out of high school and began to have a family. And it wasn't until I was probably 25 that I began really searching for what kind of Indian am I. And I knew I was born in Cloquet because I got my birth certificate so I could, my husband was in the Navy and I could go overseas to meet his ship. And my mother got so mad at me, she didn't speak to me for a year. For a whole year, because I got my birth certificate and found out who my father was. Contacted BIA up here and asked who a little information about my family. And that started a long journey for me, because I first found the family. Then when I was 27, my family came out and met my father for the first time. That itself was an interesting thing. I'd never been on an Indian reservation. I didn't know what to expect. And to find such warm, delightful people here, not just my family, but everybody I talked to, mm-hmm. was like, oh my gosh, hello. And I fell in love with the tribe. Not just my father, but the whole tribe. And my father had remarried. Dad had remarried and to Jenny, and they had a big family. And they all accepted me. Just bing, No, we'll check her out and see if she's okay or anything. And so my first introduction to the tribe was that. And I can't tell you as an outsider how good that made me feel. But even more than that, the minute I put my foot on this ground, I had the weirdest sensation that this is where I belong. And I know it's what that is now, but I didn't know then, and I kept mentioning, this is so weird, I feel so at home here. And Jenny helped make me feel at home, and so did all the kids from that family. And we went to a powwow, and Dad and Jenny were dancing in it. And I said to Dad, what time should I be up? I think at the school at that time, they practiced dancing. What time? And he said, oh, about 7. I said, no, what time? I mean, I'm on an exact time, because I was used to that outside world. That's the time. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, when it starts getting dark, Dad, give me a time. He said, oh, honey, you gotta start being more Indian than that. You're on the reservation now. Anyway, we drove out from Idaho to see him for the first time. I said to my husband at the time, I could live here. I feel so comfortable here. And he said, no, you couldn't. I said, yeah, I could. He said, no, I'm your husband, and I'm in the Navy, and I have regulations after regulations. They don't have any here. They don't even go to work on time. I said, and that has to do with me, how? No, you couldn't live here. So it took me a long time to come back. And I worked for BIA years later in Washington, D.C., and it's the best experience I've ever had working for them and knowing that I was part of what they were studying. And then I was also taking a Native American classes in college because I had gone back to finish college and I got my degree in Native American Studies. But even that left me with questions of why are Native American Studies so limited in their knowledge? Even the professors that taught them would just teach a lot about a particular tribe instead of going further and saying more about the whole nation. And so because I worked for BIA when I was old, I was already old and getting my final degree, I went further. And I would look up anybody that, because I worked for the Office of Acknowledgement and Research and Acknowledging New Tribes. And I would say, and they'd call and say, it says research at the end of your title at BIA. And I'd say, well, yes. And they'd say, well, can you help me find my father or my grandfather or my great-grandfather or something? And I began doing this on my own time. And so I began getting a really good education of all tribes. And sometimes we get introspective and looking at ourselves and thinking we're the only tribe in the nation. We're not. But we all have the same history with the federal government. They moved us. However, as Chippewa, I've always been so proud of this, that they didn't move us. We moved ourselves away from the East Coast when we started getting overwhelmed with white people. Everybody else got moved. We did not. We moved. We took off from Maine and came across by ourselves up, you know, and came down through Net Lake. And I've loved that part of it. But my days are filled with research. Researching other tribes. Right now, I'm researching another phase of Indianness. And I'm not shy at all. I think I should be more shy, but I've never been shy. So, you know, it'd be like turning my whole personality inside out. And I think I scare some people, but I can't help it. That's who I am. My mother used to say that when I was very independent, and I would stamp my foot at age 2 and say, "No, Mama." And she'd see that foot going and saying, "Ooh, what am I going to do with this girl?" And so I grew up that way and have found that's the only way I know. I speak for what I believe, and I live for what I believe. And I love living here. I love living in that lake. I feel so comfortable. I look out. Well, when there's a snow pile high, I look out on Spirit Island and know that's where we came in from here. And so people say, my white friends that from Washington, D.C. and from the state of Washington and, you know, across the country, always say, why are you living on an Indian reservation? I said, because I'm Indian. And I said, this is home. Even my own siblings, my own daughters, can't believe that I'm living here. That they had a grandpa who was Indian. And my grandchildren now know they have my nickname is Indian Grandma.
You have been listening to Elder Times, brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and KBFT 89.9 FM, Boise Fort Tribal Community Radio.